Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Suspect in attempted homicide arrested. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Gillette Police Department has arrested 31-year-old John Stetson Bosch, the suspect in an attempted homicide that occurred Friday morning. Officers took Bosch into custody around 10 a.m. on Saturday. The arrest follows a citywide alert issued on Friday asking residents to be on the lookout for Bosch after he allegedly stabbed a 30-year-old woman early that morning. Police responded to a call at a residence on West 8th Street where they found the victim with multiple stab wounds to her torso and arm. She was immediately transported to Campbell County Health for treatment. Authorities say Bosch fled the scene before they arrived but was apprehended the next day. Wyoming voters to decide on constitutional amendment for property tax reform. Wyoming voters will soon decide on a constitutional amendment that could change how residential property taxes are assessed in the state. According to WyoFile, the amendment, which was set in motion by lawmakers in 2023, aims to create a separate tax class for residential properties, distinguishing them from commercial and industrial properties. This proposal comes in response to rising property taxes across Wyoming, driven by increasing home values. Lawmakers have already expanded tax relief programs and exemptions for certain homeowners, but achieving broader property tax reform has been challenging. Supporters of the amendment, like Democratic Representative Mike Yin, see it as a way to lower taxes for primary residences while disincentivizing second homes. However, critics, like Republican Representative John Baer, voice concerns. Baer argued that creating a new tax class might not provide relief and could instead lead to potential tax increases within that new class. The outcome will be decided in the upcoming general election. Early voting begins on October 8th, and election day is set for November 5th. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.